Hey Rams Nation, I'm Danny Kloppinger, and I'm joined by head coach Jeff Fisher. Day one of OTAs just wrapped up. I just want to know your overall thoughts before we break down offense and defense.
You know, it's really exciting to get everybody together. It's the first time, for those that don't know, it's the first time where we could interact on offense and with offense and defense. So, you know, we've been on the field off and on for the last month, but they're in great shape. Everybody we expected to be here was here, and I thought we got a lot of good work for the first day.
A lot of competition out there today. A lot of the 1v1 drills.
Yeah, you know what, you prefer the one versus one because they know how to practice without pads. That's why, you know, you have to be careful initially over the first couple of days to you know, put rookies in with veterans, because rookies have a tendency to go a little out of control and they're on the ground. So I wanted to be able to watch a couple practices before we start, you know, interacting.
What are your goals of this OTA period? What do you want to see accomplished before training camp gets here?
Well, we're going to reinstall the entire offense and defense. That's what. So we've already done that once. We do it three times during the year. You do it before OTAs, then during OTAs, and then once again you do it again at training camp. So we're just going back, and then we're going to put them in a lot of different situations, some two-minute stuff and some hurry up, and, you know, just a lot of things that you want to be able to have recall when they come up in the game.
Let's talk about offense first. What are you seeing Rob Boris do with this offense that gets you excited?
Well, we're going to get the ball spread around a little bit more. It's going to all focus off the run game, but we're going to be able to, you know, if need be, hand it off to Todd, and if someone says, you know, we're not going to let you do that, then we're going to spread it around. And so when it's all said and done, we'll be able to look back, and I think, see Tavon maybe double and catches over what he had last year. That's the most important thing. It's just, you know, get the chunks down the field. Simplified some things. Mike Gross done a really good job as a passing game coordinator. And then with the receivers, you're already seeing growth with the receivers.
I was going to ask you about the receivers. That group looks a lot different, not only with the drafted guys, the undrafted free agents, the veterans in there. What are you thinking of that group?
Well, I'm pleased with them right now. We have to wait till pads go on. But, you know, the new guys, the college free agents, you know, they're improving every day. Seeing significant improvement out of Brian Quick, and you know, obviously Tavon's loving the offense. So it'll be a productive group.
Let's talk about quarterbacks. You said this entire offseason going into OTAs, Case Keenum was your starter. That was the case here today.
Case got about close to 60-70% of the reps today.
How are you fostering that friendly competition in that room right now?
The room's not an issue because all three of them are professional, but they also understand that the reps are going to change. And as soon as Jared comes along and becoming more familiar with things, then, you know, we'll start increasing his reps. So there's a lot of reps to go around.
How quickly do you see that unfolding with Jared, giving him more reps?
I want to make sure that he gets one reps, you know, or at least two or three, 4 days through the OTAs. I've watched him throw a lot of balls, and yeah, he did fine. I mean, he's accurate, and you know, he knows where to put it. He knows what shoulder to put it on, and you know, it's just a matter of putting it all together. And then today was good for him because he got to go up against a defense, you know, a defense that was running full speed, that's somewhat sophisticated.
Let's switch to the defensive side. Ogletree stepping into that leadership role. I can hear Greg Williams saying, Ogletree's going to break it down. Ogletree's going to talk about everything. How do you feel like he's handling that responsibility?
You know, I saw that out of him at the end of the season last year. And then his commitment that he made really when the season was over, he was in the building every day. And so that's not going to be a problem for him. It's something that's much needed on our defense, and he'll handle it.
In that DB area, a lot of roles needing to be filled and solidified. Who do you see battling in those positions?
Well, you know, I think we'll see a lot out of some particular players during the preseason games, and that's, you know, that's Cody, and you know, and gosh, even Christian Bryant's going to get an opportunity in there. Maurice played for us last year; he's going to get an opportunity. We're happy to get EJ back. Jermaine's really off to a great start; he's in really good shape. So. It's a good group. It's and then LaMarcus, you know, you just got to hold him back, you know. He'd practice all day if you let him.
He would, wouldn't yeah. he? Full speed.
Yeah. And hit anything.
And hit anything. That's all right. That's a good trait to have, right?
That's good for our defense, yeah.
Coach, thanks so much for sitting down with me. For more exclusive OTA content, make sure you stay right here on the Rams.com.